First day of the National Farm Machinery Show capped off by a great championship tractor pull last night at Freedom Hall. Prior to the tractor pull, had a chance to visit with Governor Matt Bevin. We'll hear from him in just a moment. Our coverage brought to you by Commonwealth Agri Energy, Clyde Height Lubricants and Fasteners, Christian County Farm Bureau Federation, CBC Ag Enterprises, and Wildcat Chevrolet. We hear from Governor Matt Bevin about the championship tractor pull and the National Farm Machinery Show.
Governor, you're here for the National Farm Machinery Show tractor pull. This is a huge impact here on Kentucky, isn't it?
It truly is. It's a big economic impact, but it also just speaks culturally to kind of some of our origins in terms of as a state, as an agricultural pioneer, and also just a powerhouse. This is the biggest show of its kind anywhere in the country. It'll be a massive turnout. About 300,000 people are going to come through here. Tonight's the first night of the tractor pull, and that's always a good time. I've loved that since I was a kid, and so I'm here with my oldest son just to take a little time and enjoy the show.
Sounds like a good plan. Of course, this farm machinery show and the tractor pull brings a lot into Kentucky every year, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, not only the 300,000 people, but the dollars that they spend and that they leave behind, millions and millions of dollars. It's very profitable for the fairgrounds, and that's important as well because historically this property has lost money for the state. It's brought in peripheral value, but as a standalone, it has not cash flowed itself. That's starting to change, and events like this are the ones that help to put it in the black. So we're excited about that. And again, I just love seeing people come in from all over the country to enjoy this great facility in this amazing city, in this amazing state we call home.
You know, a lot of renovations going on here, getting rid of old Cardinal Stadium here before long, and making a lot of improvements here.
I remember when I first moved here to Louisville about a little over 20 years ago, going to see the what are now called the Bats. It went through several names in the last 20 years from the, the Louisville Cardinal Bird? Redbirds. Thank you very much. And then, so I remember going to see the Redbirds play at that stadium a little over 20 years ago. Crazy. It was a little rough. I mean, it was kind of even then, a little sad.
Yes,
so
sir.
It's bittersweet to see it go, but boy, it's to have that torn down and have something replace it that will be modernized to take advantage of this location will be incredible.
I think it's wonderful. For General Assembly in session, busy time for you in Frankfort now, isn't it?
It is. A lot of things going on. I have had meetings all day with legislators. Happy to be able to get here this evening. We'll be back at it again tomorrow. The sun never sets. We got a lot of CAICO folks are going to be in Frankfort tomorrow, hundreds of them. Magistrates, judge executives, a lot of local sheriffs and elected officials that will be in Frankfort for their annual gathering. So again, a lot of moving parts, but this is how things get done in Frankfort and in Kentucky. I'm excited. Kentucky is shining like never before. A lot of good things happening.
Absolutely. I don't want to stand between you and the tractor pull. Any favorite color out there? I know Commissioner Quarles would probably have you think orange, but...
Well, he's pulling for a little orange. I'm not going to go there. I will simply say this. I learned how to drive years ago on a Farmall Cub, which is an International Harvester brand, and it was an old 48 Farmall Cub. And so, I mean, there's a certain element of that type of thing that colors your thinking. That said, I just want to see a good, safe, fun pull, and everybody have a good time.
Well, Governor, have fun with your son. Great to see you.
Thank you.
Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin speaking with us prior to the National Farm Machinery Show Championship Tractor Pull last night. Coverage brought to you by H&R AgriPower, AgriChem, Raider Auction Company, Security Seed and Chemical, and Pro Solutions. We'll be broadcasting today from the H&R AgriPower booth. Hope you come by and see us if you're at the National Farm Machinery Show. Reporting from Louisville, I'm Alan Watts.